Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search Star 94.1 Atlanta.
Kelly Cheese has been dating Maverick for a little while now, and something happened over the weekend that's got her asking, does this count as an I love you?
No, I wasn't asking that.
Okay. It has us asking, does this count as an I love you? So we started talking about it. He just, in the midst of a little, I don't know what, wrestle?
A little tickle session.
Tickle sesh.
He was tickling me, and I said I was going to throat punch him. And I died laughing.
Which is a very Kelly Cheese thing to
say. I was like, I'm going
to
throat punch you. And
keep
he
it,
died
keep
laughing.
It romantic.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, he was laughing. He was like, oh, ha, ha, I love you, Kelly Cheese. And I was like, whoa. And then
I just kept laughing and ignored
it. I was still being tickled, and I wasn't.
And I maintain from a guy, because I am, despite my Starbucks order, I am a man, okay? So despite that, I maintain that no guy accidentally says that. And Mark, I believe, is going to back me up. Mark, welcome to the show.
What's up?
Am I right?
Yeah, like, I totally agree with what y'all got saying about, you know, it's not an accident.
Right.
The act of saying it may have been an accident, but from a guy's standpoint, this is something he thinks about, well, you know, well before it happens. He might not have an exact time or date or place of when he's going to say it. That might have just actually came out, but for sure he's been thinking about this.
So he's been thinking about it. It could have been just blurted in the moment. They're having fun. They're laughing. And he just blurts it.
Because
it's living in his subconscious.
I don't know if it's the three shots of espresso that's in my coffee this morning, but I'm feeling super nauseous right now. Oh, gosh. Deep breaths.
We'll dive into Kelly's commitment phobia in the next episode of the Jeff and Jen Show.
Man.
I wish I could say this on the radio, but we'll have to post it online. So, but basically, that's what Mark's saying. Mark's saying that you try to do one thing and something else sneaks out.
My favorite was when you said fart slip, not I love yous. That's my favorite.
It's true. It doesn't happen.
I love that we're hearing from the guy perspective, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, all guys on the phone. Hey, man, what's going on?
Well, man, a couple times. I think love is one of those things. It can be nostalgic or almost like that sense, you know, where you get deja vu. And I think it means there was feelings there, but there's been like a couple of times like where I had some instances remind me of family or like a sister or a cousin or a certain experience and had it just come out like totally accidentally multiple times. So it definitely has happened and remember the shock afterwards. But it was something cool that happened that spawned it, but it wasn't the time.
You're at the Christmas holiday light display and you're feeling all like the holidays and nostalgia and it just comes out.
I mean, that's a good example. That could happen. Yeah, I mean, I think it's more along the lines of like having something quick that happens that reminds you of something and you just kind of lose control temporarily.
See, that's what I think it was, because he was tickling me and I was laughing, and not to brag, I've got a good laugh, you know, it's contagious.
Okay.
So I think he heard it and he was just like, I love you.
Let me ask you.
You're totally capable. It's totally possible that he loves you. You're awesome.
You're awesome.
I've accidentally said it. There's no question about it. It has happened.
And when you say it, like you, I can imagine you trying to like grab the words out of the air and shove them back in your mouth. But once it's out there, do you just own it? Do you pretend it never happened? Do you have to pull it? Do you have to kind of like pedal back with the girl and be
good
like,
question.
It's
like, now what?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm definitely can be accused of being sensitive and heartfelt and all that. So, I mean, I kind of own it like the time that it happened. Luckily, it actually ended up ultimately becoming a relatively serious relationship, not my wife, but I mean, I owned it because I don't think that in the same sense that it was an accident, I don't think that it would even come out if it wasn't something that was, that, you know, if you were real comfortable and and feeling happy and good about where things were, even if it wasn't meant to be said and fully felt at the time, you're not going to say that in a Got situation it. That's not positive. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So even if it was an accident, it was still sincere. Like, mm-hmm. there's still love yeah. feeling. All right, cool. What's your name?
I'm Mick.
All right. What is it, Nick?
Mick with an M.
Mick. Hey, Mick. Great. Thanks for calling, Mick. Talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one.
All right. Love you. Brian, welcome to the Jeff and Jen show. What's up?
Yeah, so I'm going to throw things off a little bit. I was dating a girl in college. And yep. It was about 3 weeks in. We're playing doubles tennis with another couple, and I'm handing her the tennis ball for her to serve, and I literally just accidentally blurted out, "I love you." I handed her the tennis ball. Total accident. Walked back up to the net, and we both act like nothing happened and never addressed it. And I did end up marrying her 2 years later, but that did not count as the first "I love you." It was pure accident.
Were you even dating at the time, or were you just tennis partners?
We were so early in. I mean, yeah, I think technically we were dating, but it was almost still like friend dates at that point.
Oh, my gosh. Accident. That was your subconscious coming right out.
It was amazing, but so, it didn't count. There was a bigger moment that happened later.
So what you're saying is if it is an accidental "I love you," it still could lead to soulmates and forever.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yes. On the table.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
All right. Love you.
Love you, Brian.
Okay. Love you.
That was me. That was me right there.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search *94.1 Atlanta.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.